This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's the only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I'm going to run, because they just don't break. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Everybody's heard about the executive guidance that Obama's coming out with, and this is going, concerning gunsmiths. This is going to allow the Department of State to ticket and require gunsmiths to pay a $2,250 annual fee. Now, a lot of people in the gun industry look at some of these, the State Department, ITAR, that kind of thing. They look at this as something that needs to be resolved, because ITAR controls a lot of things that have nothing to do with them, really, but they still fall under those regulations. One of these people that wants it resolved is Rob Lyman, the owner of Leo Combat LLC, located in Centennial, Colorado. Leo Combat was established in 2013 and now makes three products: covers for the exposed hammers on revolvers, a gun safety product, a knife, and a belt clip for a knife or holster. Though Leo Combat is a small manufacturer that doesn't make firearms, ammunition, or something else a hostile foreign government or terrorist group could use, the U.S. Department of State notified Lyman that he is required to pay $2,250 every year, is directed by the Directorate of Defense Trade Controls Regulations. The Department of State sent Lyman a letter on official letterhead on June 18, 2015, that says in part, Section 38 of the Arms Exports Control Act and Section 722.1 of the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR, require that persons in the business of manufacturing or exporting defense articles or defense services register with the Department of State, Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, Office of Defense Trade Controls Compliance, the Office, all of these guys. The Office of Defense Trade Controls Compliance has reason to believe that Leo Combat LLC is involved in the business of manufacturing and or exporting defense articles or defense services. An examination of information contained in a commodity jurisdiction determination case indicates a manufacturing exporter registration may be required. A review of our records indicates that Leo Combat LLC is not currently registered with this office. Failure to register with this office constitutes a violation of the AECA and the ITAR and could result in civil and or criminal penalties. So here comes the government with their mighty heavy hand. Most people would pause at this, but Mr. Lyman decided to clench his fist, and now he's in a fight. He's responded with a lawsuit. And on August 29th, that lawsuit was dismissed for lack of standing. Lyman says he isn't likely to appeal, but is looking for others to represent in a similar challenge. He says, I decided for the sake of fairness and our freedom, I had to do something no other company has attempted to do in the last 47 years. His lawsuit challenged the constitutionality of the International Traffic in Arms Regulations as it applies to domestic manufacturers. ITAR gives the State Department the authority to regulate arms sales, munitions, missiles, and other potentially dangerous materials, as our government quite understandably doesn't want U.S. manufacturers to sell products related to war to our enemies. But ITAR is so broad-reaching, it requires even manufacturers that make firearms-related products to pay the $2,250 annual fee, like holsters, for example. They require this fee even if the companies aren't exporting products, which Lyman says he isn't. State Department, that was Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Not that she started ITAR or any of that other stuff, but she was in charge of this for a while. Lyman says the State Department does not offer any exemption for manufacturers who don't export and are not limited to the makers of gun receivers who must be federally licensed, but also include the makers of any gun components. Licensed gunsmith who occasionally custom makes a part or two for customers could technically get as much as 20 years in prison for doing so. And he argues that the Obama administration is trying to choke America's gun makers with their regulations and onerous fees. To put the $2,250 fee from the Department of State in context, and realize that the fee for a Type 07 license, that is a manufacturer of firearms other than destructive devices, that kind of license that is issued by the ATF, which Lyman also needs, is $150. That's it. That's all. So the Department of State's fee is 15 times higher than the ATF's. Lyman says, though the $2,250 annual fee is already higher than most gunsmiths or startup companies can afford, there's no limitation on how high it can go other than the whim of the president. The failure to provide an intelligible standard is part of the basis for the lawsuit, which alleges an unconstitutional delegation of the legislative power. He also argued that Congress's foreign commerce power is being improperly used to regulate purely domestic commerce. Now, looking at it, this was David versus Goliath, and you can see that these constitutional challenges are not going to be easy for any one person to win, because those kinds of questions would also call into question much of what the federal government now does, and courts are loath to cause that kind of turmoil in established law, even though it probably needs to be done. And also, such constitutional questions must in the end be answered by the Supreme Court, and the High Court only has so much time, and they say no to most of the appeals presented to them. So how is he able to wage this battle? Well, he is an attorney, so he is his own representation. No one is billing him $200 an hour for this crusade. And it should also be noted that he also clearly sees the battle as part of his business plan. The main focus of his company's website, leocombat.com, is his lawsuit with the Department of State. He is also aggressively reaching out to the media, although most are baffled by him. I'm not baffled by him, but I mean, I'm not most. He seems to know that many gun owners in America feel so besieged and maligned by the current administration that they will rally to a perceived defender of their rights. These people, his consumer base, might then buy his products to show their support. I'm not interested in that, although, I've seen this done before. But inevitably, they are challenging the government, and they're going some places that nobody ever challenges. This guy is one of them. So, there's something strange and ominous about the U.S. Department of State's requirement that the maker of a hammer shroud for revolvers, and soon possibly even gunsmiths who make a part now and then for broken guns that are no longer produced by a manufacturer, to pay $2,250 every year. And if they don't, they would face felony charges. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye. We will see how this goes. Trump is talking about undoing a lot of regulations should he come into office. For those wanting to help Mr. Lyman out, maybe Mr. Trump should be the president, hey? Because this is an executive action. Enough said. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's the only kind of holster I run. It's the only kind of holster I am going to run. Tacticalholsters.com. Now then, there is a reason that progressives or liberals or socialists or communists or whatever you want to call them, there's a reason they should not be in charge of anything. And that's because, well, okay. Surely de Blasio, Mayor Bill de Blasio, must be shocked that anyone would take advantage of free stuff in his fair city, you know? But coming from Gabrielle Fonrouge out of the New York Post, she says it's cheaper than getting an apartment. Now, what she's talking about is bums that are turning the city's free curbside Wi-Fi kiosks into their own personal living rooms. They set up chairs, they watch movies, they guzzle cheap liquor until they vomit. One man set up a mini camp complete with a couch, newspaper bin footrest, and umbrella ceiling next to one of the high-tech huts in Murray Hill, according to Christine Smith, who lives in the 3rd Avenue location. Plugged-in vagrant lived there for 3 weeks, she told the Post. It was essentially his living room. He had a stereo he would plug in, and he would be playing it all the time, and he would be charging all of his devices. He was blocking the sidewalk. He had furniture out there and everything. It was a nuisance. The kiosks are the brainchild of the mayor, his honor, Bill de Blasio. And they're aimed at bridging the digital divide by bringing internet access to everyone, you see. That just cracks me up. The digital divide. Now then, yes, I'm typing. The Wi-Fi hotspots allow free unlimited online access to the public, as well as USB charging ports and gratis domestic phone calls. I'm moving up there. Yeah. So, imagine that you're an entrepreneur who has risked everything to open a store. An establishment pays a whole lot of taxes. And as much, you know, as such small operations do, struggles to make payroll. And rent, utilities, the other responsibilities that come with operating a legitimate business. And the city builds a kiosk. Or a free apartment complete with Wi-Fi on the sidewalk and starts emitting smells and noises, another threatening or nauseating, because that's also a part and parcel of it, because now it's okay to urinate in the streets in New York. Blasio says so. But anyway, if this is happening in front of your store that you're paying the taxes for and you put everything into, the pedestrians are going to keep passing by your store. You get to pay for customer repellent then. Vagrancy is a terrible problem. It leads to many, many other crimes. It's very, very... It's just not, you know... That was cleaned up in New York. That was gone. Giuliani started it, Bloomberg continued it, and now de Blasio has come back and he's undone all of it. People just give up on their own ability to take care of themselves or anyone else. And the progressives believe that making that decision, they want to make that painless, even comfortable. They believe that making it comfortable is compassionate. But, of course, it lures more people into becoming a burden on others. And the de Blasio nightmare continues to unfold for the New Yorkers. So, I want to go to New York City. I've never been to New York City. I want to go to New York City, and I want to go to B&H Camera Store. I don't need to, but I want to. I also, there was somewhere else I wanted to go. But, I mean, One thing I would really like to do is I would like to, if I could get my YouTube channel up to, and by the way, my YouTube channel is Lock and Load Radio 1. Please go to YouTube and subscribe to that. I'm just trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. I'm within 140-something of that. But at 5,000 subscribers, a YouTube producer, content creator, can go to YouTube headquarters and use their facility to produce their content. And I would also like to go there to do that just, you know, once. And just for the fun of it, I would try to get a whole entourage to go up there with me and, we'll be making a gun video while we're there in beautiful downtown New York. I'll have to have some credentials. We'll probably have to falsify a few things and everything, but they won't check it. But I want to go to New York, and New York under de Blasio has become less. You know, under Giuliani, he got it cleaned up. Bloomberg maintained it to a certain degree. Of course, Bloomberg sort of went Captain Ahab on a lot of people. He got out there and decided to regulate soda size, which he couldn't. You know, what he was doing was just pointless. But he you know, Bloomberg knows what's best. So, a lot of things that he did were actually, you know, not that bad as far as for the city of New York. It's just the things that he wanted to do on the national level, like every town for gun safety, the mayor's against illegal guns, all that other nonsense. And now de Blasio comes along and he's just undoing all that stuff. All of it. Every little bit of it. So. Anyway. They're saying in the chat room that Bo Deedle is running for mayor against Bill de Blasio. Bo Deedle is he's a legendary New York cop, right, Raven? He's the guy who was a cop, and then he became a private eye. And that wouldn't be bad. Bo Deedle wouldn't be bad. He's certainly big enough. He's a celebrity and everything. Sort of reminds me of the Dapper Don, though. He sort of reminds me of John Gotti for some crazy reason. I don't know why. Progressives, they either give everything away, and then which negates the work of people that paid into those coffers. You understand? They take the tax money and use it against the taxpayer. then you have outrageous violence happening in Chicago, which is, you know, triple that of New York City. So progressives shouldn't be allowed to be in charge of anything. Democrats, whatever you want to call them, communists, like Rich says. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the calls. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility is the difference, because they really are indestructible. Now, from the same State Department that has ITAR, we get this. We get this nugget, this pearl from Secretary of State John Kerry. He is in Dhaka, Bangladesh, and he was at a news conference. And he said that the press would do us all a service if they didn't cover terrorism quite as much. Let's just put that away. Let's not look at that so much. It's bad stuff. If we look at it, we're going to feel bad. He said Monday during an appearance in Bangladesh that the media could do us all a favor or service if they didn't cover it as quite as much. No country is immune from terrorism. It's easy to terrorize government and law enforcement. Law enforcement has to be correct 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But if you decide one day you're going to be a terrorist and you're willing to kill yourself, you can go out and kill some people. You can make some noise. Perhaps the media would do us all a service if they didn't cover it quite as much. People wouldn't know what's going on. He referenced the July 1st attack at the Holly Artisan Bakery in Dhaka, calling it an outrage clearly designed to divide Bangladesh, designed to cut off this welcoming society from the outside world. Because God knows we can't stop having immigrants coming in. Syrians got to be allowed to be coming in. He wrote, he said dozens of smaller scale attacks have been carried out during the past several years, often directed at members of religious minorities, foreigners, bloggers, and security officials. And the reason for this is obviously they want to divide you. They want to push people apart. They want to create internal strife. And then he went over the tired mantra that terrorists are created because of poverty and hopelessness, which sounds like Chicago to me. I guess it's the only time they can admit they can be candid about something when they're not talking about stuff that they do themselves. He said, it's not just the battlefield, it's the minds. And if we have too many young people who can't go to school or too many people who are frustrated or they can't find a job, if we leave those minds out there for extremists to recruit, then it will continue. And none of us will be doing our jobs if we allow that to happen. Here we have a man clearly in denial, who doesn't want the world to know that he and his boss are so out of touch. He's correct in saying that terrorist groups give recruits a sense of identity or purpose or power, but how can he say that without explaining what the identity and purpose is? It's an Islamic identity, whose purpose is to advance Islamic supremacy around the world. But he doesn't want the press to cover terrorist acts so intensely because the questions raised, including why, are so uncomfortable that Kerry wants everyone else to stick his head in the sand about terrorism, too. And the very best we could do in this particular case with the Secretary of State is simply ignore him. Now, coming out of Guerrero, Mexico, we have a clear example of the police being outgunned by the bad guys, by the drug cartels. Now, know this. There are no really good guys in Mexico. The cartels are in cahoots to a degree with both the state and the federal governments, sharing the multi-billion dollar spoils of the lucrative U.S. illegal drug trade, because it is high dollar. The conflicts between them are economical and political. They have nothing to do with law enforcement. Also keep in mind that the United States has funneled tens of thousands of fully automatic firearms into Mexico. A large percentage of these guns seep from police and military into cartel hands. We sell them to them. The military sells them. The DOD sells them. It's rubber stamped by the State Department because it complies with ITAR. Last year, Mexico purchased at least $1.15 billion in military equipment from the United States. So if the Guerrero police were outgunned by the cartels, it is not because of budgetary constraints. As for U.S. police forces that share in the Pentagon largesse, which is accepting free ex-military vehicles, guns, and gear, their claims that they need the equipment to cope with well-armed bad guys are largely, if not entirely, specious in most cases. They haven't really come up yet against a ground-based attack. That doesn't mean they shouldn't have the stuff, because it is coming. It is definitely coming. It's going to come somewhere here in the United States. And they should all have the stuff. But at this particular point, we haven't had, and, you know, Garland, Texas, we had them try it, and a traffic cop took them out with a Glock 21. But as long as real good guys, which would be me and you, exist, the situation could never devolve to the point that it is in Mexico. Or I guess maybe the question would be to ask, could it? Last Tuesday, cartel gunmen ambushed 15 state police in the mountains of Guerrero. Investigators have estimated that 305 shots were fired on the police patrol. They were in the municipality of Heliduro Castillo, an opium poppy growing region racked by the conflict of the warring drug cartels that are well armed. In the ambush and ensuing four-hour gun battle, three of the state police were killed and two more were injured. Three of the attackers were also killed. State police called for help from the Army and State Police in helicopter support, but when the helicopters arrived carrying reinforcements, they said they couldn't land because of the fog and gunfire. Authorities did not mention whether the choppers were armed or why they didn't join the firefight from the air. Reinforcements had to be sent from Puerto de Gallo overland. The governor was speaking at the funeral of the three dead state police, said that if it had not been for the reinforcements, all of the 15-man patrol would have been killed. Not a single arrest has been made from this. He didn't mention that the 12 surviving soldiers told the media they were lucky to be alive because of their limited supply of guns and ammunition. They had to ration their ammunition while defending themselves during the four-hour attack. They couldn't escape because the attackers' high-caliber weapons had disabled their trucks with shots to the motors. The bodies of their trucks, as well as their helmets, are made of fiberglass and offered very little protection. They said, we didn't have munitions, we don't have equipment, we're lacking firearms, and if that weren't enough, we don't have electricity at our headquarters in Puerto de Gallo. We have almost nothing. Now, here we have an instance where there's two or three things culpable here. Just like with Fast and Furious, we need to stop selling to the Mexican government because it is obvious where that stuff's going. It's going to the. It's this will be turned against us in time. Give it time. In time, it will be turned against us. So, Mexico leaving their guys out to float around in the wind. It's pathetic. Pathetic, I'm telling you. But at least we have an election coming up and we can get rid of some people and get some other people in there and see what happens and try to right the ship of state. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
The best holster out there today. Tactical holster. And, I mean, the inside the waistband holster, the NCOG is superb. I mean, these are just great, great pieces of kit. Now then, right now, everybody in the EU is wanting to enforce something called Article 50, on the United Kingdom. Now, the problem with that is the people of the UK voted in a referendum called Brexit. And, well, it wasn't called Brexit. That's just that's the term they've made for it. And they have voted to leave the EU, and they have signaled that they no longer wish to be part of EU law. They are under British law as enacted at Westminster and promulgated by royal assent. All those EU laws and directives have been declared null and void by the people of the UK. A lot of members of Parliament and civil servants have just not twigged on it just yet. Brexit already is. Article 50 is part of EU law. It was designed to be a delaying operation. It's never been part of British law. And the Brits simply need to declare that they have left the EU, to which, rightly, they never belonged, and to stop paying that £10 billion a year, or whatever is the exact figure, exact net figure. Since the NHS National Health Service, is in immediate crisis with talk of cutting hospitals, it is even more imperative that they stop supporting a monstrous bureaucracy that has nothing to do with them. So Project Fear has now, within 2 months, proven to be a bloated flush. The FTSE is held up and the pound has gone down, with the result that our tourist trade is apparently better than ever. In France, tourism has declined by 7%. Germany is on edge, fearing the impact of the UK exit on the EU finances and the possible impact on Germany's motor trade. All this dithering on the part of politicians is unnerving for the British people. The longer they delay, the stronger grow the Remainers, though God knows why anyone would want to remain in the EU now. They do not need 2 years of negotiations. John Redwood, Member of Parliament, is for revoking the 1972 Act and thereby leaving the EU at once. But is that even necessary? The British people have already spoken. They do not need to pander to the EU laws, which technically have never been their laws. British laws are formed at Westminster. The directors from the EU do not have this imprimatur, that is royal assent. They do not need to revoke EU laws one by one, but simply declare that the whole lot of the EU regulations and directives are null and void. Period. Parliament can then get on with the business of enacting British laws for British people. Would they be excluded from selling to the EU and buying from the EU? Will they be excluded from the single market? Only the people that want to remain in the EU have this mindset, never having been in business. In fact, the world is their oyster. They really have nothing to fear. As the pound has gone down, their exports have gone up. Sales depend upon price and quality, not on belonging to a club, and the price in turn depends so much on the cost of energy. They really hope that Brexit will be quickly succeeded by Clexit, the climate nonsense for which they've all been afflicted to for decades. For in the UK right now, retail sales are booming. The cost of foodstuffs is steady. The housing market, likewise, both will surge again once the silly season is over. Prime Minister has returned from walking in the Alps and the kids go back to school. And the myth about the young people wanting to remain in the EU has been detonated pretty much on site. The continent is still open for holidays and the pound sterling is especially welcome. So, you know, for the Brits, they're saying to hell with the Article 50 regulation. To hell with EU directives and regulations. They want to get on with ruling themselves instead of kowtowing to Herr Juncker and Frau Merkel. But coming from this, what we get is some notes on the EU. People in the EU are already making it clear they fear a quick, hard exit from the EU by Britain, meaning the loss of £10 billion in net contributions overnight. But a plan drawn up by former Cabinet Minister John Redwood and supported by a growing number of Tory MPs could see Britain come out even more quickly with the repeal of the 1972 Act, and then simply informing Brussels that Britain has left the EU. EU insiders have claimed that such a move would be illegal, but Mr. Redwood has said legal advice he has received means that it is legal. What is the penalty? If it's illegal, what's the penalty? If Britain decides to tell, and see, what I like about this is we need to be doing our own Brexit here in the United States. We do. We need to be telling the federal government. All the states need to be telling the federal government, we're not putting up with your rules no more. We're not putting up with this. We're not putting up with that. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. And if you continue to persist, if you continue to push us, we're just going to cut off the money spigot. Everywhere where you work, there is a payroll office. And that payroll office is the one setting up all these things and making sure that these deductions go where they're supposed to go. And all they have to do is just stop those deductions and choke the federal government out. I myself think that would be just splendid. Mr. Redwood said Article 50 of the treaty states clearly that any member state may decide to withdraw from the Union in accordance with its own constitutional requirements. Well, yeah. And in the EU, you know, the European Union was never going to be anything big anyway. They don't, you know, okay, I don't want to speak badly for the NATO members, but with the exception of the UK, a lot of their militaries, to a certain degree, are almost like tokens I don't know how it is today. In the 80s, when we'd be in the field and trading with the Bundeswehr had the most beautiful vehicles I've ever seen in my life. They had armored vehicles that were armor-all. They were shiny armored vehicles. I mean, like, oh my gosh, look how shiny that car is. These M113s and M577s roll up reflective. We would look at these things and say, they've got the time to do that. I spent over 2 years of my 3 years in Germany in the field training to defend West Germany, and hence the, at the time, the European landmass against the Soviet Union. And, you know, I think the thought of the day was that it would all originate on the East German side. It would be a tank war on the European landmass. We had something called the Airland Battle Doctrine, which with the introduction of helicopters and Black Hawks and the more advanced helicopters, they were looking at circular battlefields, all this other stuff. But it seemed in the 80s that we were paying more to defend Germany than Germany was paying to defend Germany. So they've only tried to do this, you know, to redistribute wealth. And when you look at Britain, when you think about it, 10 billion pounds per year, and they've been in the EU for 44 years. So they've paid them a whole bunch of pounds. A whole bunch of pounds. So I guess they say is enough is enough. They've looked at it, and they've done a cost-benefit analysis. Maybe they just didn't want Merkel, and, you know, Merkel tries to run the EU. You've got a bunch of bureaucrats that nobody elects running the EU. They then try to tell all of these nation states what to do. Britain just doesn't want to have anything to do with it. It makes me proud to be half British. Those occasions so rarely come up. We'll do it again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, it has never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Locke Epstein.
Made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction, head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.